Now time for a Riverside Locker Room Chat here on KNCA. The high school basketball season continuing on, and we're joined now by the Cyclones girls coach, that is Craig Burns. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, two games since we spoke last week. Of course, you had that first game against Oskaloosa, the Bears winning by two, but you got that first one of the year on Saturday at Atchison County, 83-4, Coach. I'm not really quite sure how you describe or what you really take away from a game like that, but it is a big win, you know, to kind of kick things off here. We'll talk about D-West in a moment from earlier this week, but big win at Atchison County on Saturday. Take us back to that one. What'd you like? What'd you see?
To me, that's a tough game both ways, you know, I like the way our team, we moved the ball, you know, and like I said, last year, been focused on trying to get us to score a little bit better. So what I liked is that we passed the ball. We kind of stayed within ourselves despite the score. You know, we didn't get too crazy. We kind of passed the ball, worked the ball, and got some good shots from that. So I really liked seeing that part
in
our offense.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, one player that's playing well for you right now is Kennedy Griffin. You know, we've talked about her a little bit and kind of the numbers she's put up in the last couple of games. But, you know, only a sophomore and getting some really good minutes for you. What have you liked from Kennedy here in these first few games?
Oh, Kennedy, I can't even walk by her. She's so hot. I mean, she is on fire. And we was looking for that last year. You know, I know she was a freshman. We knew that she could do that. Just seeing her play in junior high. And, so last year it didn't really kind of come out until right at the end of the year. And so we was like, oh, okay, we see what, we have. So started working up some, you know, plays and for her and her aggressiveness. And it's really come to light this year. So hopefully she can, keep doing that because we're going to need it. But I'm very happy on her play. She's doing really well.
Yeah, Kennedy, 20 points against Oskaloosa, 26 in that win against Atchison County on Saturday. Well, let's go back to Tuesday night. Coach Donovan West, the top 10 team in the 2A classification, appeared to be a tremendous game across both fronts. But, you know, D-West able to hold on 51-50, that final score. So very good team in the 2A class you saw on Tuesday night, but coming out on the short end. What'd you think of that game, you know, and kind of a few takeaways from it?
Oh, Coach Smith always has Donovan West playing tough. You know, they're a tough team. The atmosphere was great, and it was just for us, one of our goals, our main goals was to handle the pressure, you know, the press, and we did that, you know, just because looking at the score. So I was very happy with that. I mean, with all that goes along with the loss, I'm very happy with that. And then we scored 50 points. So, I mean, last year, man, we was always in 35, 40. And, we still have a young player out and we scored 50 points. So I'm very happy. I'm not happy with the loss, but happy with how we played. We fell down, probably about, 13, somewhere around there, and we battled back. So that just, shows some resilience in our players. So I'm really happy for them. Really proud of our players, how they played last night.
Yeah, now you guys get another tough test coming up on Friday to close out the week. You get Troy, so you jump right back into Northeast Kansas League play. Troy got a big win at Jackson Heights on a Tuesday night. And, of course, their star player, Harper Wettstein, Northern Iowa D1 commit. You know, maybe from her standards, you know, I say only averaging 22 points per game going into that Jackson Heights game. For her, that might be light. For everybody else, 22 points a game is very, very good, but she goes for 32 at Jackson Heights, and obviously I think the prep starts there, but, you know, they have another good guard, Haley Groff, who's their second leading scorer, Allison Grable, good forward, and, you know, multiple years of varsity experience, you know, led by Wettstein. This Troy team is solid, and coming off a big win on Tuesday night, what do you see in this matchup on Friday?
It's going to be tough. They play a little bit of different type of defense. So we're going to have to be prepared for that to, you know, make sure we're working the ball around. Harper, she kind of plays a little center field a lot. She gets a lot of steals, creates a lot of havoc. So we're just going to have to be mindful. We already know. I'll be glad when next year comes and I don't have to talk about her. And just in the fact that hopefully she's doing great at Northern Iowa. But
yeah,
she's going to be tough. Anytime you have a D1 player on a team, it's going to make it a little bit hard for us. But I think we'll be up for the task. We got to play the game, so we'll be there.
Got to play the game. Yep, no doubt about it. Great stuff as always. That is Riverside girls coach Craig Burns joining us, coming off the one-point loss to D-West. And prior to that, big win over Atchison County to get in the win column early this season. And then Riverside on Friday, they're going to host Troy, Northeast Kansas League play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one time next week before the holiday break.
Hey, really appreciate what you guys do for Kansas sports, and just may God bless everybody.